Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio. My name is Lauren Monroe, and I'm here with Moon Calhoun and Mr. Rick Allen. I am. And it's a very exciting show.
It is. We have a very large audience.
Yeah, right.
Enormous.
Well, we're just getting ready. Rick is getting ready to go on tour, and we're going to dedicate this episode to really talking to him about how he uses his own healing practice while he's on the road, his own personal practice as he travels on tour. And we'd like to know, you know, more about how you work with yourself and during the downtime and before the show and while you're on stage, so people listening can know about how you're working with energy, you know, while you're working.
I think that's something that just comes with playing drums. I suppose at a certain point during my career, there was an awareness that that I was able to use my intention. And really, my main focus is that it's like a little mantra. It's like, you know, may this be for the good of everyone concerned, you know, the performance. May people feel as good as they can possibly feel when they hear the music. Mm-hmm. May people have the best experience of their lives. You know, may they sort of have breakthroughs or awakenings, whatever shape or form that comes in. I don't think that's really for me to determine.
But you put it out there for them.
I put it out there. I put out all the possibilities, as it were, that people could receive from listening to the concert, hearing all the different elements, hearing the drums, you know, hearing the music, hearing the voices, and then just set that intention for everybody to receive what it is they need to receive.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what does that feel like for you when you're doing that?
It becomes, it's really interesting because it's a two-way street. It's, and then I feel a sense of, you know, when you start sort of tearing up a little bit, or you feel, I don't know what anybody else feels like, but feels like grace. I'm not sad, but you sort of start tearing up a little bit. It's
your
almost
heart
like
opens up.
Yes, that's exactly what it feels like. It feels like your heart opening up, and you just sort of you just well up a little bit, and just feel a sense of a heightened sense of awareness and a sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a sense of, you know, everybody around you is okay, and everything's going to be okay. And then just the music that I listen to as well, you know, before I play, slowing down the heart, always music that is very soothing, very healing.
Like what?
I'll listen to some of the stuff that we've done, either, you know, the Oneness CD, or I'll listen to some of the music that I picked up while I was in India.
Right.
And what that tends to do is it tends to just calm me, slow down my heart, calm my central nervous system. So I'm not going on stage, you know, all hyped up.
So is this happening right before the show when you're behind the drum kit? Before people see you? Or
right before people see me. Literally, 2 seconds before I get on the drum kit, that's when I take the music off. But then for like a good 15, 20 minutes or more before that, I'm setting intent and listening to the music at the same time, looking at the audience, feeling this sense of well-being. So it's all really going on all in that, mm-hmm. that time period right before I play. And some people are like, well, why don't you, you know, get yourself pumped up for the show? I said, if I got myself any more pumped up,
yeah.
the songs would probably last about 30 seconds.
Yeah, right.
You know,
because you're playing so fast.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, it's like somebody walks up to you before the show. Yeah. This is how it feels. It's like somebody walking up to you before the show and saying, I have a bucket full of adrenaline, Rick. Where would you like to, you know, what would you like to do with this? You can't give it away. You've got to consume all of it.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I'll put it over here for you. But before you go on, you've got to negotiate this bucket full of adrenaline. So through the years, the only way that I feel prepared is if I calm my central nervous system, slow down my heart, slow down my breathing, and start to set intent, and start to pass some of that energy that I'm feeling out to everybody mm-hmm. that is in the room.
So what does that look like for you when you're? Do you see specific people in the audience? Do you? How does that work when you're passing that energy out with all those wonderful intentions? I know it's probably different every show, but can you recall any specific things?
That's interesting. It's more just the collective. It's a sense of everybody is this one being or one entity. It's not necessarily
individuals.
It's not necessarily individuals.
Right.
You know, maybe when I'm standing out there, you know, watching the bands that are opening up for us. But that's before I actually mm-hmm. start to prepare myself for, you know. I mean, that's just exciting. And then obviously you're picking out individuals in the audience or people that you might know or individuals that are familiar to you because, you know, they've been to a gazillion shows,
right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, standing there waving on the side or whatever. But it's really that quiet time before Def Leppard go on. That's really the time that I spent really preparing myself. And that's when I get a sense of we're all from the same source. I sort of get a sense that we're all wired the same. We're all sort of we're all from the same source, and it feels really good. You know, it feels really nice to experience that. So, anything else you want to know? Nutrition. Coconut water, my coconut.
Well,
do you want to talk about my coconut?
Is that,
yes. What?
I'm sure That's a point of interest.
I think so. I think so. Apparently, they're young coconuts.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, as opposed young. To wrinkled coconuts.
No, you know, the hairy ones.
Absolutely.
I know. It works every time. But apparently, you know, there's a big trend, you know, the coconut water. And
that's what you drink?
Yeah. I found that it's really high in potassium. And all the stuff that, you know, all these sports drinks include, I figure what happened is all the sports drink companies, they took the recipe from breaking down coconut water.
Possibly.
Because that's pretty much what it is.
Right.
So instead of drinking the sugar-laden, you know, sort of, you know, I'll still drink some of the Gatorade. But interesting trick is, if you drink just a 3% mix, water and then 3% Gatorade, I actually feel like I absorb it more.
Mm.
I absorb it better than doing a full-strength drink. But most often, or more often than the sports drinks, is really just the coconut water. And that really,
it's
that
really,
really helps me.
Yeah.
Especially with cramping. Well,
what?
Does he want to talk?
I think
me?
So. I think.
No, you're, what do you like to eat?
What do you like to eat? Yeah. No, let's get in there.
Lentils.
Lentils. Yeah.
Lentils. Pork and beans.
No, we were just talking about the juicing, and that's a major part of my day, is, you know, coming in off the bus if we've done a long overnighter, or, you know, arriving at the show sort of, I don't know, around about 2-3 in the afternoon. And then one of the first things that I do is a really good, strong juice. We used to call it drummer juice because it's disgusting. It's horrible, just like drummers.
What's in it?
Like the earth.
The green. Yeah. You're talking about the green.
Yeah. Like everything from the earth. It's like kale.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach. Cucumber.
Yeah.
Celery.
The beet green.
Beet sometimes.
Mm, yeah.
Ginger.
Ginger's
great.
Yeah.
Cucumber, lemon,
carrots?
Lime sometimes, carrots,
combos,
apple.
Apple's great.
Not too much apple, though, because...
It doesn't taste nasty enough.
It needs to taste nasty. If it tastes nasty, then it's...
From the earth.
That is so wrong.
But you feel that, gives you, you can feel that.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
That's a rush.
It really is. It really
is.
Sure. You know, it really helps with... my blood helps with oxygen and really puts me in a
clears
good
clears a lot of things.
It really
yeah,
it,
well,
we'll do that.
That interestingly enough, if you don't accompany the drummer juice with you know, some sort of solid food, then unfortunately there may be accidents.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
A spillage.
A spillage. More of a spillage.
Overflow.
No, so so you've got to be careful with that, especially when you're drinking that really strong green juice. One has to be careful with, you know, just doing straight green juice. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You've got to line your stomach. Actually, sometimes what I'll do is I'll eat a little bit before I do the green juice. And then that kind of lines my stomach a little bit and, you know, saves me from any accidents.
Right. We don't want that.
No, we don't. We don't.
So you'll be going out and traveling through the U.S.
Yes.
Coming up in June and July and August.
Apparently so.
So you feel ready?
Not really. you know, I don't particularly want to leave right now. Yeah. I don't necessarily feel like I'm ready. But are you ever ready?
Never.
You know, I mean, when I see footage from me playing on stage, sometimes I don't even think it's me. It's like an out of body experience,
right, yeah.
You know, because it's so intense and so inexplicable. It's very hard to describe the place that you are while you're doing it.
Right.
Because one of the things that is very powerful about playing, especially in such an intense situation, is it forces you to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why people pick such intense things to do, whether that be music or artistic endeavors, or you know, or I don't know, downhill skiing, you name it.
Mount Everest.
If you're not in the zone, you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you start to think about it. You start to think about what you're doing, and more often than not, when I do think about what I'm doing, I'll start to make mistakes.
You've been away from it a while. You get to missing it. You get to miss and being out there, and you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. I mean,
you say you're not ready, but and another part of you is kind of like anxious to get back to playing your drums again.
Well, the part of me that is anxious is the part that wants to be the best that I can be.
Yeah.
And when I'm doing it, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, you know, you get to the point where you're so conditioned, you're tip-top, you know, right on your form, really on your game, and you're playing the songs as well as you possibly can. And
takes a bit to get to that.
That's an exciting place to be.
It takes a bit to get back to that. You got to rev up for that.
So yeah. I mean, it's like anybody. It's like, you know, writing songs.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Well,
how do you... speaking of your form, like how do you work with your body? Because I'm sure, and especially with your shape and what, you know, your specific form and how you play, you work a lot differently than, a drummer would with two arms. Yeah. How do you, you know, stretch? How do you, you know, keep yourself limber and so you're not tight and in pain?
Actually, in the shower, first thing, legs slightly apart. And then hike up left shoulder, and then stretch over like you're leaning.
Torso stretching.
So leaning over to the right. Do that about 10 times on the left, 10 times on the right, and then throughout the day. And then kneeling positions are really good for my low back. And then also child's pose is also really good for me. Is, you know, sort of kneel down and then touch my head to the ground.
Right. And sitting back. And
And that's really good. And then the other one is kneeling and then going all the way back. So I'm laying on my back, but with my legs underneath me.
Right.
And that really stretches out
quadriceps.
My quads. Yeah. And then also... massaging the buttocks,
and you get massage.
Yes, I do.
Tour.
I get regular massage, but that's a good one. Is massaging the buttocks is kneeling? No, sort of sitting on your heels. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like sitting on your heels and working your heels into your behind.
Great.
You know, I know it sounds.
You're letting go of your secrets.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Baby.
I know.
Let it out.
Yeah, let it out. Thank you.
Hey, I always wanted to ask you, being a singing drum, when you're drumming, do you sing the lyrics? Do you think of the music, or do you just, a lot of drummers are just in the rhythm.
Yeah.
I'm always singing the lyrics to the song when I'm drumming or thinking of the part of the music. Because some drummers are just into the rhythm. Do you think, do you ever sing in the
both
sometimes?
Yeah,
both?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be just knocking out the rhythm or thinking of all the subdivisions I'm staying in a groove.
Yeah, sure.
And then other times I'm just singing along is actually a great way of getting a great feel into the song.
It makes it more musical, the rhythm more musical.
Yeah, because you realize how closely the rhythm of the vocal is related to the pulse of the drum.
Absolutely.
The pulse of the drum.
That's cool, yeah.
You know, one thing we forgot out or we left out was massages. Yes, you were talking about it. You alluded to it before when I went off on that tandem.
Yeah.
And, regular massages. Preferably every show day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, that is really, it really loosens me up. And because the whole, if I go into the excitement of the whole thing and I let that run away with me, it trashes my body.
Yeah, because you're holding the reins too tight. You're trying to hold back
That's
all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like racing driving. I remember driving a go-kart, learning how to drive a really fast go-kart. And the guy, the teacher, he was saying, you know what? On the straightaways, you should just almost be letting go of the wheel.
Wow.
You know, to rest, to relax. Because you're going to need all that strength when you're going around those turns.
Yeah. It's like life.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, no kidding, man. When you're straining against the ropes, they tighten.
That's true. Right. You got to relearn how to relax under stress.
Relax.
Yeah.
And then everything becomes clear. Yeah, you can rest in the moment.
Walking, a lot of walking. Treadmill in the hotel. Swimming pool is also really good for me. Being weightless is also a really good thing for me.
Yeah, for your back, for your spine, your joints.
Well, for everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's great. Thanks for answering our questions. I know everybody out there is really going to enjoy hearing about this. And those of you who will be going to the shows, you'll know what Rick's doing backstage before he comes on, and you can think about him, and
that's
he'll be thinking about you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can send an intent out to you know, to us.
That would be great.
You know, may this be the best.
Yeah.
Def Leppard. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll be doing that.
Oh, cool.
I'm there.
Are you the guy that's taking over from me?
Yes, I am.
I thought your
replacement.
I'm a little uneasy about going away for that reason. You know, I'm gonna come back and it'll be like
it's warm in
the,
your seat,
the drum kit will all be packed up. You'll be sitting out in the hallway with a to London sticker on it.
That's right. I keep your seat warm, man.
Well, thanks so much. Well, we're gonna keep the flow moving, and we're gonna do some drumming with everybody right after this break.
Fantastic.
And so those of you at home, just get your drums ready or get in a place where you can relax and receive all the healing energy we'll be sending with the drums. Okay, we'll be back.
Awesome.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're ready to go into this drum experience now with Rick and Moon and myself and all of you at home. And we'll start off by doing a brief visualization so we can set our intentions. And I'd like to set this intent for everyone at home and for all of us to use this time drumming to focus on any pain that we may have in the body, in the mind, in the heart, so it can be released. So take a deep breath now into the top of your head, like you were a dolphin, like you had a hole at the top of your head. So bring in your breath through the top of the head and inhale through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, and just visualizing air or energy coming through the top of the head, and as you exhale, going through the soles of your feet. And just repeat that breath in through the top of the head, and exhaling through the mouth, bringing that out through the soles of the feet. And really feel your feet on the floor and allow your chair to hold you up. So there's no effort with your body. And just let your mind guide you to any places of pain. And just observe these places. Just notice them And as we drum, just keep your breath moving towards those areas of pain with the intention of being healed. Let this healing come from a very deep place, from a higher knowing that we all have within us, and from a divine presence that's always guiding us, taking care of us. And as we drum, we'll let this presence keep us together, connect us all. As we heal ourselves, we'll be healing each other and healing others in places in the world where we've never been, where people are suffering just like we are, or greater. Take a deep breath in through the top of the head. Exhaling out. Keep breathing. take a deep breath and remain in stillness. Just observing. Being in a place of gratitude. Feel your feet connected to the floor. Bringing your awareness to the places of pain. Bringing breath to that place. And just being a place of knowing, knowing that the work you've done here can unfold in the next few moments, can unfold in the next few days, but you've set the intent. We've set it together. Being a place of gratitude. And when you're ready, be aware of the room you're in, back into the moment here with us. How are you feeling, guys? Everybody all right?
Doing well. Well done.
So I just want to thank everyone for participating in this drum circle with us, and just ask you to share this experience with friends and people you care about. We do have a Raven Drum Circle CD available that'll guide you through a full hour of going through healing work and step by step with grounding and setting a sacred space and opening your heart up, and then going into the rhythms, guiding you through the circle that we do with our programs at Raven Drum. And you can get that on ravendrum.com, ravendrumfoundation.org.
And eventually, I guess people will be able to find it in other places.
So how are you two feeling?
Awesome.
I'm a little woozy.
A bit woozy. You want to go into that a little deeper?
Yeah, right.
That woozy feeling.
Feeling a bit woozy.
Woozy.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was good. It was good. I enjoyed the circles. Circles.
I want to do it some more. It's over too quick.
Yeah, I know. But the CD is great. It really, you can take it at home and you can really work with it.
Yes.
Actually, Moon is on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard, Alan.
Yeah.
Myself.
John.
We have Forrest Robinson.
Dickie.
On it. Dickie's not on it.
He is. He's on it.
He's on it.
The dog's
Reed is
on
it too.
Right.
Reed's on it.
Yeah.
Reed
DeFever.
And other hungry spirits.
Preston Pope.
He's on it. The Pope.
Yeah, the Pope.
Yeah.
So those of you at home, if you want to take us home with you, besides listening to the Resiliency Radio and drumming with us, get a copy of Raven Drum Circle. And we'll be seeing you next time.
We
fantastic.
Love you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you, you two especially.
Yeah, we'll be taking a little break in August, so we'll be back in the fall.
Right.
So have a great summer, and we'll see you at a show.
Much love.
Rock.
Right. Much love. Healing.
Thank you.